I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas music history, we'll meet a monster who terrorized Fort Worth, but also inspired some local garage bands. On July 10, 1969, stories began surfacing about a half-man, half-goat creature that was on the prowl near Lake Worth. The mysterious beast reportedly made horrible noises and frightened young couples who were making out in parked cars by the lake. After multiple sightings, the monster achieved near-mythical status among local teens. A Fort Worth garage rock band known as Larry and the Blue Notes even recorded a song about the Goat Man, titled Night of the Sadist. And I knew I was in a fight. It was the night of the sadist, yeah. I remember that look in his eye. It was the night of the sadist, yeah. I remember to the day. Sightings of the Goat Man eventually grew less frequent, and some local teens later admitted that they were responsible for the hoax, having dressed up in a gorilla suit to scare their friends. However, the song, Night of the Sadist, ensured that this teenage prank would live on in Texas music lore. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.